The use of performance-enhancing drugs may seem like an adult problem, but a three-year study by the University of Canberra showed kids as young as 12 are so succeed that they too are succumbing to the temptation to get ahead at any cost. Around 4% of young athletes are using drugs in a bit to improve their performance and personal image. I asked the report author, Stephen Mostyn, why kids would even consider taking performance-enhancing drugs in the first place.
They want to stand out, and you stand out by being better than everybody else, by winning. You take the drugs because it gives you an edge over everybody else who's not taking them.
Are they thinking everyone else is doing it and so this is the only way I'm going to get ahead?
That's a very big part of it. They're really convincing themselves that they've seen it so much in the media. So many of the people they see as winners are actually using drugs. They seem to be almost getting away with it. And because everyone's doing it, it becomes easy to convince yourself that I'm not really doing anything wrong. Even though they're actually told from a very early age, since they've become really competitive athletes, they're not supposed to use drugs, that it's cheating and it's not on. They do it because they convince themselves everyone is doing it, and you switch off your own moral processes.
Why would somebody encourage a child to do it?
The rewards for success in sport are such that you would want your young child to actually be operating at the elite level. There is a pressure on parents, coaches, do what you need to do to get noticed here and now, and then we'll worry about the consequences of this later.
Do any sports stand out in terms of performance-enhancing drug use?
Not for the young development athletes. They're certainly of the opinion that certain sports like cycling and athletics are ones where there is a lot of doping going on. But in terms of which sports have the most athletes, nothing clear there at all. It was a wide scattering of sports. It's not like any one particular sport is encouraging children. It's something they're picking up across the board, you know, the big sports through to the minor sports.
What kinds of performance-enhancing substances are being used by kids?
We didn't specifically ask them which ones they were taking. It's a hard enough question to ask, are you actually doing these things? But we're aware that various forms of steroids seem to be the particular standard form of drug use at the moment.
And is there any drug testing in junior league sports?
There is, but it's so rare that the expectation for most junior athletes is that they're never actually going to be tested, and that's something we're actually seeing in the coaches as well. And therefore, you can get away with many of these behaviours because no one's ever looking at you.
Should this be increased at that junior level?
It's actually not a really practical solution. We do about 7,000 or 8,000 tests a year here for the adult populations mainly. It's an incredibly expensive undertaking with a very low hit rate. It's there more to serve as a deterrent than anything. And so putting some more tests into junior competitions is a nice idea, but it's going to be very expensive and probably very difficult and impractical to actually see it achieving any great ends.
So how do we crack this drug-taking culture in sport?
You have to address it as a cultural problem, and this is where groups like ASADA are actually working intelligently to actually deal with this. You've got to meet it head on and try and prevent it before it actually happens. So what is being done is trying to instill ethical values in young athletes, trying to teach them that the spirit of sport is something worth remembering, and that they're actually undertaking sports which have rules as honourable ways of behaving. The problem is, as you move towards the more elite levels, the coaches start undermining that message by focusing on we need to win. And certainly the media gives the impression that winning is everything, and that's what you need to do in order to stand out. Being technically good and technically skilled is very nice, but ultimately winning is the key thing that people will notice.
There seems to be a rise of the supplement industry these days. Is that a cause for concern?
Very probably. It's creating an expectation that you will take substances to improve your performance. Nutritional supplements are incredibly prominent, and young athletes are picking up on this, and they're aware that most elite athletes are actually using these substances. They're getting into a mindset where they think that taking substances is the way to improve their performance. When they find out that the nutritional supplements aren't actually that good or aren't achieving those goals, it's going to leave them wanting something more, and that's where the nutritional supplements start to begin a problem. They've led people into a particular style of thinking, and they're likely to end up wanting to take banned drugs as a way of speeding up the process.
Stephen Mostyn, Associate Professor in Psychology at the University of Canberra.